turn on the recorder.
Whoopsie.
Whoopsie. That's all right. I recorded it at 11. So they can listen to the 11 o'clock for the first part. Okay, so if what to do equals an asterisk, I am going to do the multiply. Else, if what to do equals a slash, I'm going to do the divide. Else, if what to do equals a plus, I'm going to do the add. And remember, I need pass float. Else, if what to do equals a minus, I'm going to do the subtract. Else, I've got an error. So my first question, this is what I want to do if it's true. Everything inside the else is what I want to do if it's false. Or at least I want to go into the else if it's false. Once I get into the else, if it's a slash, I want to simply do that. If it's not, I want to do the else. And the else asks a question. So, if it's a plus, I want to do the add. Otherwise, I want to go inside the else. And if I get in there, if it's a minus, I want to do the subtract. Otherwise, I want to say it's an error. So this is how all of these line up. Okay. So now, let's say I want to do this. I'm going to say asterisk. If it's an asterisk, do the multiply. If it's not an asterisk, ask is it a divide? If it is, do the divide. If the answer is no, then ask if it's a plus. And if it is, do the add. And if it's not, ask is it a subtract? And if it is, do the subtract. And if not, put out an error. And then we close all of these up, working backwards, one at a time. Okay, so that's the logic that I've got for that. Questions? And I forgot one yes and no. Yes and no are true and false. Basically, I could write true and false as opposed to yes and no. Okay, yes and no, true and false, same thing. Okay. Questions? Okay. You sure? Because I'm happy with it.
Oops. Are we missing anything here?
Going. Gone. Okay. So, now we're going to move on to the next problem. That was just a review. The next problem is very similar. It's the if with if. So I said, enter the number of points you've earned. So let's say I've earned 45 points. I can choose from group B. Okay? So, what I've got here is, notice I have two variables, but neither of them has an initial value. And that's okay, I didn't have a value I particularly wanted to put in. So now I'm saying, okay, my points, I put out a prompt and say, enter the number of points you've earned, comma zero. And those two things inside the parenthesis are basically setting up the prompt, as we've talked about, and assign the result to my points. So, if my point is less than 10, I want to put up a message that says not enough points for a prize. Okay, I entered 45. So, my point is not less than 10. 45 is not less than 10. So it goes to the else. And it asks if 45 is less than 50, or less than or equal to 50. And it is. So this is the message that I want. And when I write the message, I get that message. Okay, well, that's the message I want. Because it is less than or equal to 50, because I typed in 45. So it's less than or equal to 50. Okay, if I typed in 120, then I would be getting group A. If I typed in 2, I'd be getting not enough for a prize. So this is exactly the same flowchart in reality, because I am saying, is it less than 10? Is my points, when I write these things, you can't read them anyway, so that's why I lots of times just write less than 10. If it's less than 10, then not enough. Again, remember the flowchart is just to help me. If it is less than or equal to 50, then it is prize B. Otherwise, it is prize A. Question. Okay. So now I want to look at the next one going down, and that is one called MA or RI. So here I said, enter your name. So Susan Ash. And then I said, okay, and it says enter the state. So I'm entering Rhode Island. And it says, the obvious, Susan Ash, you live in Rhode Island.
Computers are brilliant, aren't they?
They are.
Is it case sensitive?
Yes, very.
Yeah. Okay. No, I don't live in either.
Very.
Very twitchy.
We will get into later how to do uppercase, but it's not just the simplest thing in the world. So we're going to wait and do that, but I will get into how to change cases and everything. So here I've got two variables, one called the name, one called the state. Notice I wrote window prompt. Well, that doesn't do any good. It's the same as writing prompt. Window.prompt is the same as prompt. What it's saying is, this is a prompt in the window. Well, it's a prompt in the window anyway. So window.prompt doesn't get me anything, but it also doesn't hurt anything. So I can write window.prompt. Then I came down here and I said, okay, if the state equals mass, or, and those two pipes, yep, here we go again, those two pipes equal an or, okay? And we're going to walk away, and we're going to tell it that we want it to start doing the right thing. And we're going to walk over here and see. Yeah, diplomacy didn't work. Okay, the bars mean or. Okay, the bars mean or. So here I'm saying Mass or Rhode Island. Bars that are actually a pipe is what they're called. The pipe symbol is the thing right below the backspace that you get if you hit the shift. So here I'm saying state equals Massachusetts or the state equals Rhode Island. And if they do, I am doing a concatenate. Nope, still doesn't like me. Okay, that plus there is a concatenate. So I'm saying take the name, concatenate it with you live in, and concatenate it with the state. And then I put a comma, just for the sake of putting a comma. I could have put another plus there and concatenated it. But this time I put a comma just to show you can mix and match. And then I put the literal BR. So that is the literal BR. Okay. So I'm going to take this over here where it actually will let me write. And if you're at home, switch to 11 o'clock. I turned on the recorder at the right time, and the pens worked. So switch to 11 o'clock. Okay, so here we have what I was just talking about, and this will let me write because I'm inside. So there's the or. These pluses that I used here are the concatenate. It is doing concatenate. And what it is concatenating is, first I've got a variable, and then I've got a literal, and then I've got a variable, and then I've got a literal again. And the literal that I'm putting out there is the BR literal. And so when the browser sees the BR literal, it will move down to the next line. Okay, so I have Mass or Rhode Island, and I concatenate that stuff together. Now, concatenate means push it together as one. I don't want the Y to go right next to Susan Ash's name. I want a space, so I put a space inside the quote on either end of those quotes so that it will read as, quote, and then the literal. I mean space, rather. Sorry. Space and then the literal. So you can see it up here. After Susan Ash, there's a space and then the literal. And then there's a space after the word in, and I then concatenate it with Rhode Island, and then I also send down the BR. And again, that could have been concatenated. Down below, where I just put out a literal, I stuck the BR inside the literal, and that worked fine, too. Now, in all honesty, putting a BR there was a lovely thing to do, but since I'm not writing anything else, it was kind of a waste of effort also. Okay? So, if we go back and look at this, and I take and do a select all and a copy and a paste.
Yes.
And I come in here and I say, okay, what I want to do now is I want to put something out on the browser after I'm done. So I'm going to write, document write, oh no, I'm outside the script. So I'm going to write H1, I am done. Okay, so I just put that outside. If I had still been in the script, I would have done what I started to do and do a document write. Because if I'm in JavaScript, I have to do JavaScript rules, so I have to write document write. But once the script is over, it's gone back to HTML. And so I can just say, I am done. Okay? If I wanted to have it come out inside the script, I would say here, document write, I am done. And I didn't put it in quotes, and I should have. And then, if I want to, I can even do a document write. there. So I've got all kinds of possibilities. Inside the script, I can just write I am done. Or I can say I want to write I am done, but I want it to be in a header mode. Or I can write I am done outside the script. So I have a lot of possibilities.
What is that after the exclamation on the first document, right? It says I am done. No.
That's a quote mark?
No, there was something there. I just thought I was wrong.
Close that.
It's gone, okay. So I'm saving this as I am done.html, and we will go to here and say, okay, I want to open this file, open file, and I'm going to find I am done. I am done. So enter your name, John Doe, enter the state, New York, and there's all the stuff.
I'm done.
Okay. So I entered New York. New York is in either Massachusetts or Rhode Island, so I took the else and wrote out, John Doe, you do not live in Mass or Rhode Island. The BR took it down a line, and I wrote, I am done. Then the next one, I put a document right, and I stuck in the HTML tags. But they have to be sent up as a literal, just like the BR was. The BR was a literal, so it was put inside quotes, and it then sent down the BR.
Sounds like you're mad at John Doe.
Yes, I'm done. So I put an H1 in there. I could have made that an H2, and then I would have got progressively bigger, and it would have even met your theory better that I was mad at John Doe. But I did an H1 here. When this gets sent down to the browser, the literal sends down everything that's inside the quotes. Well, what's inside the quotes is also a tag. So when the browser sees the tag, it says, oh, okay, you want this in H1 mode, and it gives it to me in H1 mode. If I'm outside the script, I'm back in HTML, so I can just do an ordinary H1. Okay, and I should have made that bigger. So if I want to change this to an H2, I can't without going into the thing. Okay, change this to an H2. And so now if I do a file save and I do a refresh over here, enter your name, John Doe, North Carolina, and now I'm progressively getting madder. Okay. Already, I'm done. Okay? So that's, if I am inside the script, I have to write the H2 in a way that JavaScript handles, which is put it inside the literal. If I'm outside the script, I'm back to the default of HTML, and it works beautifully, yeah.
So you get more headers because you do the Java headers than you can do HTML headers?
If you want to. I mean, I basically would probably not bother to put my headers inside my script. What I want to put inside the script mainly is things that HTML can't do for me. And HTML can't prompt me for information. And HTML can't check the information to see what I entered. So those have to be in JavaScript. So my inclination is to put everything in JavaScript that I can't do in HTML, but if I can revert to HTML, revert to it.
Because it's simpler.
It's just simpler to write.
Yeah.
I mean, the document write and then putting that all in parentheses took me more time than just putting the plain old H1 out there. Okay. Questions? Okay. The next one I'm looking at is problem two. And John Doe is popping up again. Year of birth, 1990. And single. Okay. The two ampersands together. Nope, still doesn't want me to write. The two ampersands together mean and.
Maybe if you didn't yell at it.
You're worse than I am if you honestly think it's that we're alive. Okay, so I will put this and do an insert, blank page, edit, paste. Okay, so I've got that in there now. So, the two ampersands mean and. So I'm now doing the same thing that I did before, but I'm just writing out a name. So I put in a name in North Carolina, so that was not true. So I went to the Elks and I wrote out the name. You do not meet the criteria. And the PR is all embedded inside the literal. So it passes down to the browser, the contents of the variable, concatenated with you do not meet the BRAC criteria, and the BR. So when the browser gets those, it writes all that stuff out and then moves down to the next line because of the BR. Okay. So, basically what you have is, in this case, I have two questions. Question one and question two. And there are four different possibilities. I can have four different possibilities when I have two questions. The first possibility is I can get a yes to both questions. Second possibility is I can get a yes to question one and a no to question two. Third possibility, no to question one, yes to question two. Fourth possibility, no to both of them. Okay? So, if I have a if, and I have question one and question two. I suppose I should be consistent and write out QUES. Question two. Okay? So I've got an and remember an and is the two ampersands. If I say question one and question two, that means both of them have to be true, right? So if I get a YY, I do this. Else, I am going to do, if I get a YN, or I get an NY, or I get an NN, I'm going to do the else, right? I have to get two yeses in order to do the regular code. Otherwise, I am going to do the else. Because they both have to be true. If I have question one or, which is two pipes, question two, what would cause me to do this? Well, why will cause me to do that? Because I said one or the other has to be true. If they're both true, that's fine. What else would cause me to do this?
YN.
YN, as long as I get one N. As long as I get one yes, I can do them. And the else is only if I get two no's. So if I have two questions and I get a no to both of them, then I go and do the else. But if I get a yes to either of them or an yes to both of them, than I do whatever it is the if has underneath it. Yes, no, maybe?
The double ampersand again means one has to be true?
That means and. That means and. The double ampersand means and.
So meaning it had to be greater than 1980 and marital status.
That's right.
So both would have to be true.
Yes. Else, if either one or both of them are false, I do the else. With an or, I have a much better chance of doing the thing that I have right after the if, because there's three possibilities, I'll do that. Okay. Now we're going to take a little bit of look at loops, which is the other thing that we need JavaScript for. JavaScript needs it for calculations, and it needs it for decisions, and it needs it for loops. So I'm going to look at the while loop. Okay, how many times should I write the line? I'm picking 6. Okay. And lo and behold, it writes it 6 times. Pardon me?
Which one was that?
While loop. So, a couple of things I want to point out on this one. let's see if I can get it all on there. Yeah, just barely. Okay. First of all, I put up a variable called data input. And in my prompt, I said, how many times should I write the line? And I stored the result in data input. So that means data input picked up a 6. Any chance that it's going to decide to write now? Every once in a while it surprises me, so it's worth trying.
So it picks up a 6. Then I go into the while loop, and I suddenly say, oops, I need a counter for the while loop. So I define the variable right there. Now, there's a mixture of feelings about doing this. Some people will say every variable should be defined at the top. Put them all together, make them stand out all at the top. Other people say, no, no, I want it near where I'm using it, so I'm going to define it that way. And there's really not a right or wrong, although I think more people end up putting the variables all together at the top. But both of these are workable solutions. And JavaScript lets you do both.
So is there a practical reason to choose one option or the other, over the other?
No. I mean, other than a lot of people like having the variables all together at the top, so they've got an easy place to look for them, as opposed to having to search, okay? But other people will say, wait a minute, I'm using count here. If I define it right there, then I know exactly where it is, and that's kind of good too. So, you know, get 5 programmers in the room and you'll have 5 different opinions, okay? Okay, so I'm gonna take a picture of this and bring it over and do an insert. Okay, so what I have here now, and we're gonna run this through. So I've got a variable called count, and I've got a variable called data input. Now, in order to do a loop, I need 3 things. I need to, 1, define the control. Okay, I need to define the control. And in this case, count is my control, and I've set it up. Okay, I don't like competition, please.
So I've set up count, and that's my control. Okay? And I've, in fact, given it an initial value. And the initial value I gave it was 1. And frequently we do that. I gave it an initial value of 1. Number 2, I need to check my control. And I did the check of my control inside my loop, right there, where I say, well, count is less than or equal to. I'm checking my control. And the third thing I need to do is change my control. I need to change it. And I did that there, and I do that inside the loop. Because if I don't change my control, I'll be there forever. Okay, because I'm getting out while count is no longer less than or equal to data input. But if count stays 1, it's going to stay there forever. Okay?
I wonder what would happen to your computer if you did try doing that.
Well, I have never left it that long, but I have certainly left it for a long time, and it keeps buzzing along. At some point, it may hit saturation level.
Yeah, I was thinking, like, exactly when would, exactly how far down the line would it start saying, okay, we'll need to loop this thing again?
That is an interesting question and one that we are not going to pursue. Okay, so, count is equal to 1 now, and I put in a 6 for how many times do I want to write the line.
Lori.
So I'm now saying the while loop says, while count is less than or equal to 6, it's less than or equal to 6, right? So it goes inside the loop. The loop is controlled by these curly braces. Okay, yeah, right. The loop is controlled by the curly braces. Okay, that's the control. And I erase this when I pick up the eraser. There we go. Okay, so the loop is controlled by those curly braces. When it hits the bottom curly braces, it goes back and checks again. When it hits the bottom curly brace, it goes back and checks again. So I am saying here, go into the loop because count, which is 1, is less than data input, which is 6. So it's going to go in. Then I do a document write. This is number concatenated with count. And I end up writing out that line right there. Because count is a 1. So I write out this is number 1. And then I've got a BR that I'm concatenating with, which moves it down to the next line. And then I add 1 to count. And this is a perfect example of what assignment means. Because I'm saying take count, add 1 to it, and put it back into count. Count does not equal count plus 1. But I can say take 1 count, add 1 to it, and put it back into count. So I add 1, I go back. Is 2 less than 6? Yes, it is. Less than or equal to 6, yes it is. So I go in and I write out this is number 2. Then I add 1 to count and it becomes a 3. I go back to the loop. Is 3 less than 6? Less than or equal to 6? Yes it is. I go in, I write it for 3, and I add 1 to count. Go up and check. Is 4 less than or equal to 6? Yes it is. I write it for 4. And I add 1 to count, and I go back. Okay, it is 5 less than or equal to 6. Yes, it is, so I write out 5. I add 1 to count, and I go back. Is 6 less than or equal to 6? Yes. So I go in, I write out the line with a 6 on it, and I add 1 to count. Now when I go back, count is no longer less than or equal to 6.
because 7 is not less than or equal to 6. So I drop out of the loop, and I go and I write, this is the end. I go and write, this is the end.
So how ugly would this be if you empty this whole thing out and just put under script, text JavaScript, just launch file name? So you name this file that my program, you put it right under text JavaScript, launch title, program name, and just let it go.
Yeah, I'm not following you, and I don't think I want to, so let's move on. You can ask me afterward and try to make me understand what you're saying. Okay, so that's my quick and easy solution. Okay, so there is my code. Okay. And I need a little less. So there's my loop. And the important thing is the content of the loop is here. When it hits the bottom line, it goes back and it keeps going round and round until eventually it no longer meets the criteria. It drops out and it does the document right. Okay? Massive. Have to check every once in a while. Okay, so now we're going to look at the next one. And this one is a loop also. Actually, I want to keep this source open so we can compare in a little bit. Okay, so now I'm going to go and I'm going to do the do loop. And I'm going to do 6 again just to be consistent. Okay, the difference here is that I don't ask the question at the top. I say variable count equals 1. And then I say do. And so it immediately goes in here and starts doing the loop. It didn't check to see if it wanted to do it. It just immediately started doing it. Then, after it did it once, it did a check to see if I wanted to do it again. So count was 1. I came in here and I wrote it out with 1. I added 1 to count. Count's now a 2. The check was, is 2 less than or equal to 6? Yes, it is, so I did the loop again. So I will keep doing the loop over and over again. The difference is I am checking at the bottom. So let's compare these two. One of them asks at the top, and one of them asks at the bottom. And let me see if I can get those showing up just a little bit better. Yeah.
The do loop doesn't ask at all,
it asks at the bottom. After it has done it once, it asks at the bottom. So, yeah. So, I'm going to copy this and take it over to the smart board, and we can then look at it. Okay, so the difference is, let's say I entered a 0 for the prompt up here. While count, which is 1, is less than or equal to 0, so it wouldn't even go in. Because I said do while count is less than or equal to 0, it wouldn't go in. So it is possible that the loop will not be entered. Down here, if I put in a 0, who cares? Count is 1, and I said do. So I go and do the loop. Then I check, and 2, because I've already added 1 to count,
2 is not less than or equal to 0, so I won't do it again. Okay? So this one I will always do once. And those are the differences between those two. One of them, it's possible that the loop will not be entered. The other one, I will always do it once. So if you've written a game and you want people to have to play the game once, let's say it's a guessing game, and you want people to have to play it once, then you would want to use the second approach with the do loop. So they have to go in and do it once. Then they can not do it again if they don't want to, but they have to do it once. If you want it possible that they enter, do not enter the loop, for example, you're giving out money for something and you only want to give it out if they meet criteria, then you would want the top one where it's possible they wouldn't enter the loop if they didn't meet the criteria. So as a programmer, you look at the situation and say, which of these do I want? And sometimes it's, either one will work. Sometimes it's, no, I definitely want them to do it once. Or sometimes it's, I definitely want the possibility of them never doing it. Questions? Oh, guys, there really should be questions. Yeah, thank you.
Because, like, on the previous loop that we did, and I noticed that you did reach to 7, but because that marked the this is the end, and you didn't have to put the 7, and so while on this one you wouldn't reach 7, you would just reach the 6, and then type it.
Well, I think you'd actually would reach the 7. Because I've got while count is less than or equal to data input, and I add just before I check. So if I added and made that 6, it would do it again. And so if it does it again, then I add and make it 7. And so then it gets out. The big thing is that I started count out at 1, as opposed to a lot of people start count out at 0. If I'd started count out at 0, then I'd never reach 7. Because I'd start with 0, so I'd count 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and when I add and it became 6, I would test for if it's less than. Okay? But, I think I said that right. Anyway, so, it's two different ways of doing the same thing, I think is the summary. Okay, I want to look at the next couple of ones because I'm going to look at one more and then I'm going to put you to work. Okay, so the next one is an if with loop. Now, what I've got going on here is a bunch of alerts. So this is telling me count at the beginning of the loop is 1. And I hit enter and it says enter something. I entered 45. And it tells me my total is 45. And then it says count is 2. Enter something. I'm entering 25. And it tells me my total is 70. Now it tells me count is 3. I add 100. And it tells me count is 107. And then I am going to add 200. And it tells me count is 270, not 7. 370. And then I'm going to add 1 and I will enter 20 and it's now telling me 390 and I'm done. Now, as annoying as that was to have it come up with all those things.
So it's just addition?
Well, wait a minute. Let me go through it and then we'll see. But what I did is I put off these alerts. And these alerts are a great tool if I am debugging. So if things aren't working right, logic-wise, Okay, if things aren't working syntax-wise, in other words, if you didn't write the code correctly, you're going to get the white screen of death. But if it ran and you're not getting the right output, then it's a logic problem. Well, if I put up count every time I go through this loop, if there was something I thought was wrong with count, if I show an alert that shows me what count is every time I go through it, then that helps me track down what the problem was. I have a total here, and my other alert is to tell what the total is. So if my total wasn't working, I'm telling it every pass through, tell me what the total is, so I can see where it went wrong, where suddenly it's not working. So the alerts are a great tool for debugging. Okay, so what I did here is, forget the alerts for a minute, because they're just for debugging. I said, okay, input points, enter the number of points you've earned. So I entered the number of points. Then I said, okay, I've got this field called total points. Yeah, I can't do it right now. I've got this field called total points. And I'm going to add to total points every time I go through. So, well, let me take a picture and take it over and copy and paste. And we will talk to the people after. Okay. So, now I've got it. So on this one, I have a thing called count, and I have a thing called total points, and I have a thing called input points. So those are my three memory variables, and I started total points out at zero. And I started count out at one. So I'm now saying, okay, while count is less than or equal to five, and I go in and I put up the alert, I prompt for input points, and let's say I put in 45. Then I come down and I say, okay, take what's in total points, which is a zero, add to it what's in input points, which is a 45, and put it back in total points. So 0 plus 45 is 45. Then I add one to count. And I go back to the top of the loop. Is count less than or equal to 5? Yes, it is. Put in something, and let's say I put in 20 here. Now add it. So take what's in total points, which is 45, add 20 to it, which gets me up to 65, and there it is. And then the alert puts up the 65, so I know where I am. Then I add one to count. And I go back. Is 3 less than or equal to 5? Yes, it is. Let's say I put in 100 this time. When I add 100, I get up to 165. I add one, and I keep cycling through here until count is no longer less than or equal to 5. Questions?
I didn't get at all what you got. My screen didn't look at all what we had up there.
It's called if with loop.
Yeah, if with loop. And at first I get the box with the yellow exclamation point. It says count at the beginning of loop one.
Yep.
And I hit OK. And then the box comes up in the left-hand corner. It says enter the number of points you have earned.
Which browser are you in?
I thought I had to get Chrome because I know that. Now I'm okay. Explorer.
Yeah, Explorer you don't want to be in.
The number one browser for downloading better browser.
Yeah. When you're working with pop-ups and
that's
alerts...
Awesome. That's like a, she's reading, I'm like trying to figure out, I have no idea what
that is. No, when you are working with alerts, you do not
want Explorer.
Okay, Explorer is not good.
Okay. Then once I've got the total and the loop is done, I drop down. And if I say if total is less than 10, I put out one message. Otherwise, if total is less than or equal to 50, I put in another point. Whatever I had when I ran it, it was greater than 50. So I'm getting the group A message. Okay, it was greater than 50, so I'm getting the group A message. So what I've got there is I have got a... I've got a situation where I'm doing an entire loop. I go through it about 5 times. And then I come down here and I go through a series of if statements to get me a message. And then I do a document write of the message. Okay? So I never hit the if statements until the loop is complete. Okay. So the next one that we have, and this is the one where you're going to get involved, I said, enter the total points that player one earned, 56. Player two got 34. Do I want to play again, Y or N? I'm entering a Y. Enter the points that player one earned, 23. Player two, 78. Do you want to play again? No. And I now know what the two players got. Okay, so, a couple of things. This is a different control. I am setting up a variable called continue program, and I'm putting a Y in it. And then I'm saying, while continue program equals a Y. Well, obviously, it's going to hit a Y from what? Look, it's going to equal a Y because I just put the Y in 30 seconds ago, okay? Or no, a nanosecond ago. So now I'm coming in and I'm asking the user to give me player one entry. Here I'm doing something kind of interesting. I'm doing the parse integer there and then it comes in as a number. And actually that's why I don't need the parse integer down here, and I forgot that in the last class, so they should listen to this tape. So I am taking in the parse integer. And that means it is storing it as a number. And it knows a number. So when it comes down here to add, it adds all right. So I took in player one's entry. I took in player two's entry. I added player one's entry to player one's total. I added player two's entry to player two's total. And then I put up a prompt and said, do you want to play again, yes or no? If they type a Y, it will go back, when it goes back up, it will say, okay, continue program equals Y, we're going to play again. And it has to be an uppercase Y. Okay? A lowercase Y and a uppercase Y are not the same letter. It has to be an uppercase Y. Later on, we'll talk about how I could have put in a lowercase Y, but we're not going there. So uppercase Y, if I put in an N, it stops. If I put in a Z, it stops. If I put in a 2, it stops. If I put in a lowercase y, it stops. So the only thing that will keep it going is uppercase Y's. So when I finally get done, then I do a document write, and I write out who won. I mean, the totals. Now, I want you to take this program and change it so you tell me who won. So I want to add the code in here so you can tell me who won. Player one or player two. Now, how many possibilities there are there for who won? Think again.
free.
Oh, God.
Okay? Because you can have a tie. So player one can ruin, player two can win, or they can tie. So there are three possibilities. The program we just looked at before this one has kind of clues on how to do this. But I want down here someplace after the loop to put out who won. I want you to put out who won.
After the loop?
It can be either before the document writes or after the document writes. So you can write out what each one got and then write out who won, or you can write out who won first and then know what they did. I don't care. But it has to be after the loop mixed in with those document writes. The before or after. So, work on that. I will go over the solution on that on Thursday. And that's the last thing we're going to do today. So, try to get, see if you can try to get an answer.
Is that all we're doing
for this class? For this class? Yeah, because there's only 10 minutes left.
We like, what's due for next class? Is that all we're doing?
Oh, of course not. No, yes. No. I was just being flippant. Anything I post this week is not due till next Thursday.
Yeah, that's fine.
And that's the way the world works.
Oh, so this is still until next Thursday?
No, this is just for playing in class.
Oh, okay.
You don't have to do it at all. I don't want to see this. We're going to go over it Thursday.
Oh.
I want you to do it for practice, okay? I'll post an assignment. Three things I want to tell you that I forgot about. Tomorrow is Entrepreneurial Day from 9 to 12. There's a whole lot of companies over in the cafeteria area. Some of them may be potential employers, so it wouldn't be a bad thing to go to. November 10th, our department is having a roundtable of potential employers, and people that work in the field telling you about kind of their careers and that sort of thing. And that's at 5 o'clock on November the 10th. And what was the other thing I was supposed to tell them?
Next Thursday you won't.
That's right.
But I will.
Next Thursday I'm taking a personal day. So I am going to go away. Carolyn is going to be here from 9:30 in the morning until what, around 3 o'clock in the afternoon? Next Thursday, which is, what, the 29th, I think. And I'll post this all on my website. But Carolyn will be here. You can come as long as you want, as little as you want. You don't have to come at all, but if you want help, she'll be here, the lab will be open, and you can come and try to get going.
So technically the class is canceled?
No, technically.
That's a good one.
Technically, we're having a workshop.
So, tomorrow's Entrepreneurial Day.
Tomorrow is Entrepreneurial Day.
What time?
9 to 12. The following Thursday, the 29th, I will be here this Thursday. It is next Thursday that I'm taking off. I've got a better offer. I get to go have Halloween with my grandchildren.
Oh, yeah.
So, anyway. I'm going down to North Carolina, and you are going to look at Carolina.
Beetlejuice.
Okay? If you need help. If you're all caught up and you know what you're doing, you get a day off. But take advantage of it. I usually do this once or twice a semester, have a catch-up day, and they're usually pretty good things to come to. You know, because you can ask the question right away. Okay. So, now solve the problem. And as I said, the program right before this is probably the best candidate.